السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing well on this final night of Biftah moments. With moments of the Quran, inshallah. I want everyone to sit where you are right now and go over. What is the title of the series? All you the series. What's the title of the series? In Arabic, not in English. I'm waiting for some of you to say in the chat. The title of the series in English is "Moments with the Quran," right? And in the title of the series in Arabic is what? Lamahat, lamahat. Okay, lamha means moment in Arabic. And I thought about this because basically these are just moments with the Quran, right? So lamahat ma'al Quran, moments with the Quran that we share with you every single evening. Alhamdulillah, it's been a great journey. And Sheikh Abdullah was just here with me right now, and he just left. He came to visit me, did iftar with me, so he's gonna be late. He's going to be going to my mom's house and then join from there. My mother also came for iftar. There was a small little iftar over here by one of our local brothers. How's everyone doing? Everyone's doing good. I see some brothers and sisters from Ramadan Immersion Program. I see your comments before I started. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, all of you. You know, Sister Fatima, Sister Samiha, Tawhida, you're saying that I'm a bit sad. I mean, we're sad that this is our last session, because that also means Ramadan is ending. That's the real sadness. Sister Khadija saying that can't believe the series has to come to an end. May Allah bless us with more Ramadans and lots of barakah and all of our time to continue the series for many years to come, inshallah. Inshallah, this seems like it's going to be a stay for the next few years. As long as we're alive, we'll continue to do it, inshallah. You're thanking us for our sacrifice. I appreciate that. Brother, Sister Tasneem, then we have Brother Muhammad Murtaza from South Carolina. Where are you from? I see your name all the time, mashallah. Then we have, is this, I'm not even, this is a commenter saying, Mira Loan. If you hear your name, and is a brother or sister, because we see you all the time, and mashallah, commenting, may Allah bless you so much. And then we have UJ saying salam to us. All right, UJ. Then we have Sister May. Thank you so much for your compliments and your feedback. Yes, we have formed a community online. Alhamdulillah, it's beautiful. Like all of you with us, we as a family, we've been growing together. From Brampton, Canada, Fatima Bana. You know, I lived in. If you don't know that, my fellow Torontonians and Canadians, me and my brother lived in Canada for about 10, 11 years. We're also Canadian citizens. I lived in Ajax. I know the entire GTA inside out. We live with our Kamche, Haruche, our Gujarati friends from Donlands, Danforth. So, you know, all of our teachers were from Gujarat. And Alhamdulillah, we love our fellow Torontonians and Canadians. We Canadians, how my brother would say it. Alhamdulillah, thank you for joining us from Canada. Umar Iqbal, Kaku from Lahore. I know where you're from. Sundus Mushtaq from Atlanta. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward all you guys for your comments and your feedback, man. There's been Soda Sharif. I don't know who Soda Sharif is, but I'm thinking she's from Montreal, and she might be. If you tell me your father's name, I might even know who you are. So thank you, Soda. You're always coming on, giving us good comments and feedback. Jazakallah khair. Bilal Shah. Who can forget you from our backyard, mashallah. Sister Hardika. Yeah, Ramadan Immersion students, they're here somewhere. They're all here. I'm sure they're here. And so all of you, Jazakallah khair, Imam Imran's daughter. See, I knew it. Say my salam to your father. It's amazing. Do we know Mufti Adam Koya? Yes, I do know him. He taught me for a bit as well, too. How do you know him? Yes, he taught me for a bit. Alhamdulillah. And sister is saying that someone is saying, I watch with my daughter every night. We will miss you so much. We will miss you so much. Someone is saying that I grew up in Scarborough. from Colorado Springs. Yes, from the springs of Colorado, we came there, and your family hosted us when we came. I appreciate that, sister. You, your husband, your Anna Zahir. Someone asking me, am I sick? Thank you, man. This commenter knows what my voice is all about. I am sick. Thank you for asking. I, you know, in our masjid, you know, when you're in itikaf, you have a bunch of people. We have a bunch of people, you know, sleeping with us in different, they have different temperature settings. So I was saying the Ramadan immersion program, we had half the masjid, there was a thermostat on AC at 68, and the other half the masjid, the thermostat was on 67 heat. So, I mean, they just couldn't make up their mind. Like, you had AC on one side, and you had heat on the other side. You had one side that had the fans on the other side, you had the, you know, the small wall heaters on. So the mixture of these two temperatures caused me, they couldn't make up their mind. So just turn the heat off and turn the AC on, it should be off, it should be fine. But that made a lot of us get a little bit sick. So if my voice is not coming out, probably forgive me. Abdullah Hassan, I wish I could listen to you live. This guy right here is actually listening to me live. That's the problem with this guy. He's actually sitting right in front of me. And this guy's just a goof. You know, it was good to, we had a good few days with him. And I'm going to be so happy when he finally leaves me. And then you have Aziz, 2018 Hajj. What a Hajj. What a memorable Hajj. Jazakallah khair, man. Inshallah, we'll see you again soon. We're going to miss you from Brownstown. Don't leave Masjid Uthman after Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll be around. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. I'm drinking some like black coffee. If you guys saw my reaction the other day, someone gave me some coffee and I drank it. And I was like, I almost, you know, it was live. They put salt instead of sugar. And I, it was like two nights ago. I took, my brother's like, are you okay? You know, right away he said that to me. And I said, you know, I'm all right. So Jazakallah khair. We're going to start, inshallah. We're going to start with, again, Hafiz Hanzala, recite some Quran. Today is going to be more of a, you know, travel day. Thank all of you for all your time, inshallah. And we have a few reflections of the 30th just to share with you in light of what's going on in Palestine and all over the world. So, Jazakallah khair. We're going to start. Ma Maksud, what's going on, my brother? You know, he's my classmate. He's also from Canada, Fort McMurray. I know you've been trying to call me and text me. Forgive me, inshallah. I'll call you after Ramadan, inshallah. I've been in itikaf with my phone away. Bajan's coming, inshallah. I like that picture. You got that nice picture of mine over there, inshallah. So I'm going to bring Hamdullah on and he's going to recite some Quran. Jazakallah khair. Hang in there.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا نفث إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين. يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله.
صدق الله العظيم. جزاك الله خيرا.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah came with in an itikaf many years ago. He studied in Indianapolis and he's almost done his island program, so make dua for him. SubhanAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So brothers and sisters, we are in the 30th juz and I made him recite these two surahs for a certain reason. And honestly, my reflections today are going to be centered around a few verses. In life, when there's a dispute, when there are issues, we always tell people that we have to hear both sides of the story. So you hear from the prosecutors, and then you hear from the defendants. Defense attorney speaks, the prosecutor speaks, and the judge is there making the judgment. That's how life works, right? You have both sides. You hear from both sides of the story. On the day of judgment, there are going to be certain people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even want to look at them. Allah is not going to give them the time of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to even let them speak, not let them even present their case, not even listen to them, not even ask them any question. Because remember, you know how it works in this world is when you give someone the opportunity to speak, it's possible that even if that person is wrong, that the way he or she speaks, they can melt your heart or manipulate things. Of course, no one can manipulate things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is when someone speaks and when you hear both sides, it's possible someone is very, I was dealing with the marriage counseling case recently. And you know, every scholar I went to, there was an issue because the husband was very, very good at putting words together, very, you know, the way he spoke, he was very articulate and he knew how to say things. And the wife, she was very shy and she was not really good at putting thoughts together. So whoever they were speaking to made it was pretty evident to them, but just based on the conversation that, you know, the issue is something else, it's not this. My brother's here. Bajan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How you doing, Bajan?
Alhamdulillah, you okay, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, it's a little sick. I know you make fun of me, I know.
Me too, I'm sniffling too. Come on, man. Sniffle to kushne hai, bhai. How you doing?
I knew it. I'm good, man. I didn't say kuchni. I'm just saying I'm just sniffling. It's a big deal. You don't have to make me seem like I'm faking it or something.
Everyone's like feeling bad for you. You need some tea and stuff like that. Man, you're okay, man. You're a strong man.
I didn't say I'm weak, man. Come on, bro. Like I didn't even start it. Someone asked me if I was sick, and I said yes, I'm sick. What's the big deal? Come on, Bajan.
I mean, you sniffle like 15 times in like 1 minute. Ek had hoti hai.
Come on, Bajan. Come on, man.
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Are you back home?
I heard about that. I was listening to you. You got AC on, the heat on. People have to make their mind. They're not sure what they want on. But you need to get better because you were in itikaf and you're busy. But when you come out of itikaf, you're going to be even busier. You know, we have the Ramadan Eid carnival coming up. Over 2,500 people signed up for this. They all signed up, not for the rides, not for the henna and the face painting and the food trucks. You know why they all signed up?
Why, Bajan?
To see Mufti Saab. And if you're sniffling on that day, you know, it's not going to be good.
I don't think I'm going to be there, man, for real.
You know, you have no choice.
You
have to go. We have to.
All right. I'll be there, inshallah, Bajan. No, I'll be fine, man, inshallah. Make dua.
You can't sniffle anymore. Stop sniffling.
Okay, boss. Why are you... Okay, khalas, I'll stop.
If you sniffle again, I'm going to sniffle. And it's going to be a tafsir sniffle session. So it's just, you can't sniffle. Today...
I just did it.
Today is the last day. And Mufti Abdul Rahman was reading the comments, welcoming and thanking everybody. And I really thank you, Mufti Saab, for starting on and thanking everyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Mufti Saab, you know, these people who have been watching us, they have, subhanAllah, such a commitment. May Allah reward them. And a lot of the people are acting, I don't know if they're really sad or they're acting sad. You know, there's drama. People like do drama. You know? I'm so sad this moment the Quran is finishing. Yeah, it's true. You know, people are really, some people are really sad. Some people are dramatic. And the reality is that if you're really sad, you have so many more options after this. Mufti Saab teaches on Miftah Associates program. Mufti Saab is going to do Friday Night Lives. Mufti Saab is going to do this. Mufti Saab is going to do that. And of course, the Miftah Online program, the Miftah Arabic Intensive that's going to happen in June. I think it's June 17th.
You're the ultimate manipulator, man. You use emotions to plug what you need to plug. Why don't you let them have a break, man? Like, let them have a break. How much?
See, I've been married for over a decade.
Okay.
Can you see me? I've been married over for a decade.
Look, why don't you refresh a bit? Because you're going a little bit off.
Oh, let me refresh. You take over. I'm getting excited.
So someone asked my brother once, what's the ultimate tip he has for fundraising? And he said, don't ask for anything till you make them cry. Once you make them cry, then they'll empty their pockets. And then the next day when they see their bank account, they'll be surprised. What happened last night? He said, if you ask them for anything before they're crying, then you're not doing the right job. You gotta make them cry first and then take their money. And that's why he's an ultimate amazing fundraiser. And he's using these emotions to manipulate all of you to, you know, sign up for different things. Great, mashallah, do it. No problem, right? But yeah, that's like, inshallah, there's a lot of things. My brother's trying to say there's a lot of things going on with Iftah. And there's, you know, I would say that there's a lot of things going on online everywhere. You know, my close friend and my associates, I love them so much. Doing some great work at Yaqeen. You have, it's... Since you're like, I mean, it worked. I already decided it's kind of working, gets the job done. that's true, but yeah, you know, that's what he does, man. They do the same. Everyone runs on that. You know, they're Yaqeen, I mean, they're doing some great work and Qalam and all these other, so whichever scholars and stuff you can benefit from, if we're one of them in your portfolio, then amazing, that's amazing. But I will say this as my brother's off the screen right now. you know, it's Allah has put the love in your heart, and you know, Allah has put the attraction in your heart to listen to us and watch us. May Allah keep it like this. You know, we're what, remember, every single one of us, we are one mistake away from, you know, the love becoming into dislike. Honestly, one mistake, just one, maybe one mistake, one mishap of the tongue. So be, you know, just be grateful in the moment of the time that we're in, and you know, appreciate everyone's love for each other, and you know, ask Allah to always protect us from that one mistake, right? That could, you know, that truly, it truly happens. You know, one mistake, the cancel culture is real, right? So you one mistake, one mishap, the tongue. You know, we have to, you know, alhamdulillah, we love what you, your feedback and your appreciation. So just keep making dua for us, you know. So as my brother's gonna come back and he's gonna plug that stuff in later, I was speaking to you guys about this verse right here. And you know, I'm gonna take you back on that ride, as I was saying that, you know, there's, when you speak to somebody, you know, when you ask them their side of the story, when you speak to the, even if the person is wrong, he can be manipulative or she can be manipulative. I remember once, there's one student in our school, I'll say his name because he's older now. His name is Zubair. He's from Albany. Very good kid. He taught me a lesson for my life. Sometimes students teach you a lot. So he did something in our school, in our boarding school. Like, maybe in our boarding school, we have very, very strict rules. No video games, no phones, no nothing. Like, you dedicate your life for, at that time, it's not restrictions. Honestly, it's not. It's just that it's limited restrictions. You go home and you can go do whatever you want. But this is a time to give your life for deen, for ilm, and become better. The world needs, you know, the world does not need bench players. The world needs Hall of Famers. They need people that are starting, not like a regular, you know, average person. So to become great, you have to give up a lot of sacrifices. You have to give up a lot of things. And so that's why all of you should appreciate these students who are coming online and reading. It takes a lot of effort from them. It takes so much sacrifice from them and their families. So we have some strict rules in our school. I think our school is one of the strictest schools, and alhamdulillah, that's why we're trying to produce good students. People ask, you know, if I was there, if we were there, we would have sent our kids there, true. But you know, it takes a lot of dedication. So this student, one time he did something, and I'm not sure what he did. He probably, I don't know what he did. I'll keep that. But something that was not big of a deal in madrasa, but since he was in the school, and it was, when I heard about it, I knew my brothers are all going to be like, in the staff, and like, okay, he's expelled because he did it a few times now. And he's a really good kid. He's a half of this, he's 2-3 years in alim course, very dedicated, loves us, we love him. And I was really mad. So I said, you know what, that's it. We're expelling him for sure. And so the people we expel, usually we don't even speak to them. Like, we speak to the parents. We don't want to, you know, like, khalas, that's it. We're not going to have too much of a discussion about this. It's already decided. So what happened was, I went to the masjid for salah, our madrasa masjid for salah. He's an adult. He's not like 10 years old. He's like 15, 16 years old. I prayed Isha salah in the masjid. All the students were there. As I'm walking out of the masjid, this young adult, 15, 16 year old kid, I call him a student, he falls on my feet, grabs my feet, literally grabs my feet. And he cries so much that entire masjid could hear him cry. He did not care that there was people around. He did not care how embarrassed he was going to be. He just cried so much. And he said, please, Mufsa, forgive me. Please, don't kick me out. Please forgive me. Let me stay on alim. It melted my heart. You know, I like the fact that I gave him that moment. It just, I almost was bursted in tears. I went back in front of him. I actually went to the office and I started crying, you know. And like, he said, please. And how can you not, when you see these tears coming out of this adult's eyes, begging you to stay in madrasa to become alim, you know, good kid, sincere, doesn't care about any respect, is doing it in front of all of his friends. You know, I'm like, you know what? I went to the room. I didn't even think about it again. I said, khalas, you know what, Zubair? You're staying in madrasa. He stayed, mashallah. It was a great decision. He's in fifth year alim course now. But the reason why I'm saying that is, the moment he got, I am his teacher. I have love for him. And the moment he spoke to me, it melted my heart. Right? And then when that happened, it just completely melted my heart. And the reason why I'm saying that is, I remember mentioning this in Surah Qalam and Tafsir when I was doing it, because about the apology, like just apologizing, how it melts your heart. So on the Day of Judgment, there's going to be certain people that Allah is not going to even look at. Allah loves his servants. But there are certain servants that go so beyond imagination that Allah is not even going to look at them, speak to them, let them even have an opportunity. SubhanAllah, this right here, over here, it says, وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموؤودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. And when the girl that was buried alive will be asked, what sin did you commit because of which you were killed? So, you know, man, but you like changed man now. What happened all of a sudden?
You know, I'm trying to log into my phone, my laptop, and it looks like the Wi-Fi here isn't up to par, so I use my phone.
That's okay. It's no problem. It's okay. You can put it sideways if you want. It'll be the full screen then, like if you turn it sideways.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Mufti Saab, what's going on?
I don't want you to make sure your phone's not on Wi-Fi. It's on the data.
No, it's good. Looks good, right?
If the Wi-Fi is messed up, then it's gonna get laggy a bit again from your phone.
Okay, let me just check one time. You go ahead. I'm enjoying it. My Wi-Fi is off. Everything looks solid. Everything looks like it's up to par. Time to get into the show, Mufti Saab. Let's go.
So on the day of judgment, Allah is not going to ask the one who buried the Allah's not going to ask the one who buried the girl, why did you bury this girl? Allah's going to ask the girl who was buried, why were you buried? Meaning, the one who buried, who cares? Allah's going to want that oppressor. Those oppressors in Aqsa right now, all over the world right now, the oppressors. Allah will not give them the time of the day to even speak to them and ask them, why did you do this for? Rather, the first ones to be given a voice on the Day of Judgment will be the voiceless in this world. I mentioned this before. The first people to be given a voice on the Day of Judgment will be the ones who have no voice in this world. That poor girl who was born in this world in the time of Jahiliyyah, who had no voice, no one could hear her. Nobody heard what she had to say. She will be buried. When she's buried alive, when she's resurrected on the Day of Judgment, Allah will speak to her first. Oh girl, you had no voice. I'm your Rabb. Speak to me. I want to speak to you. You know. Sometimes like, good about they talk to me. Just speaking to somebody makes you feel better. Allah is going to give the voice to the voiceless first. The first people. If this makes you feel any better about the people in Palestine, do it. You know, it's delayed gratification. The first people Allah will speak to on the Day of Judgment are the ones nobody wanted to stop to listen to. Nobody wanted to listen to that girl. Allah's going to say, why were you killed? How does she know why she's killed? When she was like one day old, Allah's not going to want to look at this. Allah's not going to want to look at the one who buried. You know, because Allah's glance, you know, nadhr of rahmah could come upon that person, right? Just that idea. No. You know that hadith about those two people that came out of Jahannam? Remember that thing that it's such a funny hadith. It's like whenever I read it, it makes me laugh a bit.
Let me say you're sniffling.
Go ahead.
Yeah, are you drinking some green tea or something?
I'm going to say it.
I think the hadith you're referring to is the Mishkat where ishtadda siyahuma fin nar, where two people in Jahannam are there and they're both yelling and they're screaming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخْرِجُوهُمَا مِنَ النَّارِ, take them out of the fire of hell. And they're taken out of the fire of hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people, these two people, the أَيُّ شَيْءٍ إِشْتَدَّ سِيَحُكُمَا, why are you guys yelling so loud in Jahannam? He says, فَعَلْنَا ذَلِكَ لِتَرْحَمْنَا, we were screaming and yelling so we can get your attention. And once we get your attention, hopefully you can shower your mercy upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to these two people who had done very little to earn Allah's mercy, Allah will say, "Inna rahmati lakuma an tantalquma haythuma kuntuma." Allah will say, "The demand of my mercy is that you go back to hell. Just go back." فَيُلْقَى أَحَدُهُ نَفْسَهُ فِي النَّارِ. One of them will go and listen to Allah and run towards the fire of hell, and the second one will stand there. And when this person goes and throws himself back into the fire of hell, Allah will save him from the fire of Jahannam. فَجَعَلَهُ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. But the second person won't move. And Allah says, why are you standing there? And why didn't you do the same that your friend did, your companion? He says, Wallah, raja'i bik. I was hopeful that you won't, like, once you've taken me out of Jahannam, أن لا تعيدني إليها, that you would never send me back to Jannah. You've taken me out once, now I have a chance not to go back. Allah says, لَكَ رَجَاءَكَ, I will give you your hope, and that one that was sent back, send him to Jannah also. So once you get Allah's attention, His mercy, and that's what we want. Even in the month of Ramadan, you know, as we conclude, we maybe might not have so much to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if we can do something that can attract Allah's rahmah and the attention of His rahmah, maybe serving someone, helping your mother in this blessed month of Ramadan, maybe helping someone poor, donating to some cause, praying in a certain way, saying Ameen with sincerity, that nafahat, inna lillahi nafahat, muftisab, right? Allah has these moments where His mercy just showers upon people, and there's some people who don't really have, who haven't really earned it, but so those moments really seal the deal for them because they're in the right place at the right time. It just happens to be. It's not luck. It's like a disrespectful way to say it. But يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's Allah's rahmah that Allah gave you that chance to be forgiven.
Exactly. So like the idea of like Allah just seeing them, you know, Iqbal, I don't know the poem memorized right now, it's a Farsi poem. But Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi, my Farsi is not on point yet, I gotta get it better. But Iqbal rahmatullah says, Allah on the day of judgment, just give me an opportunity to be at a vantage point where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me. Because I'm sure when he sees me, he's going to intercede on my behalf. That's all I want.
Wow. You know the poem? Do you know the words?
I know the other one, you know, the other one about...
The Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one. The opposite of that, yeah. Like, garn tumi bini hisab na guzir az nigahe Mustafa pinha pakir. I know the opposite of that. Basically, another, and that spectrum, he's saying, oh Allah, on the day of judgment, let me just go through, you know, don't stop me for any accountability. Let me just pass through. And he says, if you're going to stop me for accountability, I know that I'm not going to pass this accountability. My only request is that you do not take my hisab kitab, my accountability, anywhere near where the Prophet ﷺ can see me, because I don't want to disappoint him. I love him. I love him so much that I don't want to disappoint him. Like the one, like the child who comes back with a bad report card, he hides it from his mom and dad, not proud of it, you know, because they love the mother, they love the father. So he said, oh Allah, my report card wasn't good enough. I don't want to disappoint my Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who did so much for me, you know, put stones on his stomach for me, sacrificed his life for me. I don't want to disappoint him. So, okay, you want to do it? My only, listen to one last request. As you're taking my accountability, do not take my accountability anywhere near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I don't want to disappoint him. So the idea of not disappointing him was it was so prevalent. You know, Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was, you know, being when the person was treating him for his whips on his back, you know, and he had all these open wounds on his back, and he had to be, the treatment was that all the open wounds had to be burnt to be closed. So he asked for a pillow. He put the pillow under his knees, and he put another pillow. Like this, he grabbed one pillow. He tilted over like this. And his student, who went and he found out, was not even a real doctor. You know, just found out how to do it. He had no choice. He said, "This, Hanbal said, these wounds are more painful than the whips. Like they left the wounds open, and they hurt more than those whips that I was whipped for so many years. These wounds hurt more than that. I need to get this treated because I can't survive this. He's an old man now." So he said, I'll figure something out. So he turns like this, and there's no anesthesiologist in those days where you can put him to sleep and then it can treat you. There was no anesthesiology. In those days, the calming down effect, the anesthesiology effect was either you say, Ya Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say the Prophet's name and it makes you feel better. It brings some coolness to your mind and body, because of which you don't suffer the pain. Or you make dua. You call upon Allah. So the whole time as he was going through this and his back was being burnt and the wounds were being sealed, he was making a dua the whole time. And then so painful. After that, he put band-aids and he got some rest. When he woke up, the student asked, you know, the whole time you were making the same dua, not even any other dua, the same dua over and over and over again. Why were you making that same dua over and over again? You couldn't make any dua. And what was the dua that he was making over and over again? He was saying, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'tasim, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'tasim, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'tasim. Oh Allah, forgive mu'tasim. Oh Allah, forgive mu'tasim. Oh Allah, forgive mu'tasim. Keep in mind, mu'tasim is the one that whipped him. Mu'tasim is the one that put him in prison. Mu'tasim is the one that, he was the king of the time, is the reason why he's going through the thing he's going through. And Ahmad bin Hanbal, as he's going in that moment of pain, he's not making dua for himself, not for his family, but he's asking Allah to forgive the one who put him through the pain. So he asked, why are you making dua for that guy for? And he said, keeping in mind that the Prophet ﷺ is going to intercede on behalf of the sinful people of this ummah, and his entrance into Jannah will be delayed because of the sinful people, I decided, oh Allah, just forgive him so my Prophet does not have to wait to intercede on his behalf. And he can just go to Jannah without that.
La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. Right? That's powerful, that's powerful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those that where the Prophet doesn't say, suhqan, suhqan, liman ghayyira ba'di. You know, there's some people the Prophet will see, and the Prophet said, "Push them away, push them away." But I'm confident. All those listeners, all those viewers, all of you brothers and sisters with your young family, your children. So many people ask for a shout out for their kids. All your kids who are watching, my right hand. I salute those kids. These are the kids who are going to make the Prophet proud on the Day of Judgment, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, I was saying that these are the stories that you just said about Mu'tasim. And these stories that you said about Wayd al-Ma'udat al-Su'ilat, and the stories that you talk about Palestine, when these 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 12-year-old kids were watching with their parents, even younger and older, it's settling into their hearts. Somebody was driving my son to their house in Ramadan and asked a question to my son, Hassan, I think. And Hassan, the boys give an answer. So my son said, oh, you must have learned this from your dad, right? He said, no. I learned this from watching live Miftah videos, like the live sessions, right? And meaning these kids are watching these things. And this little Isa, that's my buddy there, you know, Abrabai and Mari Baji's son, he's watching. And these other kids, Musa, you know, he's watching. He got the staff already, Moses, you know? And his sister Zainab and his other siblings. These kids were watching all around the world. I'm telling you, it's going deep in their heart, these stories. 29 days of watching moments with the Quran. A lot of people's kids have been watching. A lot of parents have been watching. Grandparents have been watching. I was invited to an iftar in Canton. And the doctor that invited me said, my mom is making Hyderabadi biryani. And she's so excited to have you over. This is a grandmother. So excited. She's watching. And so much prayers that they're giving. And give us the children's names. We want to, inshallah, in the end of the session, you know what, don't give it right now because the chat goes up, so I won't see the names. But this is what we're talking about. These stories of love for the Prophet, these stories of Akhirah, these stories of people who are being oppressed in Palestine, they need to be spoken about so we and our children can be reminded and love of the Prophet.
Absolutely, Bajan, absolutely. So for the, you know, as a sign of hope, you know, someone asked me in Ramadan immersion about this, like how can we even celebrate on the day of Eid? As we are seeing all the stuff happening in the world today, you know, it seems selfish. Mm-hmm. And my answer was, the fact is that even our happiness is according to Sunnah. We don't get happy when we want to get happy. We don't get happy with our desires. Our joy and happiness is in accordance to Sunnah. It is Sunnah of the Prophet to be happy and joyful on the day of Eid. So we will do it, but in our heart we'll be burning, but we'll be doing it because we're following the Sunnah of the Prophet. Right? Make people happy around you. But that doesn't mean you're not sad at nighttime. But brother and my sister, remember the one came into this world, you know, the life sentences are being handed out all over the world like they're candies. Okay, people living in a 7x7. You know this Quran right here, brother Hanif who came here a few days ago. He was sitting here and he's speaking to you guys. When he became Muslim in prison, he started the beard and to shave beard. He said, "I'm not going to shave my beard. He said, we're going to throw you in the shoe. We're going to throw you in the hole. If you don't know what a hole is." You don't see light there unless it's through some crack. You don't see any human beings there. They put in food through the door, treat you worse than any creature in the world can be treated. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those people that are putting them through this, Allah will not even look at them on the Day of Judgment. Not even look at them. Allah is going to tell that person who went through it. Allah is going to tell that person when that went through it. What happened? Tell me what your story is.
No one wants to listen. Murtaza, but let these gundes know. Who are messing with the Palestinians. Let them know that the children of the Muslim community in Europe, in America, in Canada are becoming hafiz, are becoming scholars, are becoming righteous people, and they're going to come back to Palestine and do sajda there. They're going to Bayt al-Maqdis and do sajda there. So don't worry. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us. This also, like this, every time I talk about Palestine, it reignites this flame of commitment. Like time after time, so many things do it. You know, Kashmir, Pakistan, all these places. But man, you're going to have the son of a Jew, all right? The son of a Christian, the daughter of a Hindu, or a fire worshiper, Zoroastrian from Iran, or some parts of the world, they're going to convert to Islam and they're going to pray in Bayt al-Maqdis.
Inshallah.
So that doesn't mean, it's already happened. That doesn't mean that we lose, you know, we become unaware of the dhulm that's happening, the pressure that's happening to the innocent people. But reality is you just can't, oh, hay of souls, do that and just give up on it. Do something, work hard, and be the best ambassador of God in your land. May Allah bring us and take us to Palestine and pray in Bayt al-Maqdis. I have not been to Bayt al-Maqdis, but I've heard Salah in Makkah, in Medina is special, but there is something special about Bayt al-Maqdis. It's like, it's not just the blood of Anbiya, but the blood of Shuhada, fresh. Put this up. You go there some places, you're going to see blood on the walls. You're going to see bullets. And you're walking through that alley. So it's the commemoration. You see the sacrifice of prophets, and then you see the current sacrifice happening at one time, at one land. That doesn't happen in Makkah, Medina.
Exactly. So that's the thing. As Allah's going to take us there. Allah's going to help us. Inshallah, we got to continue doing what we're doing. And it's just going to happen. Some things take some more time. I was telling my brother Hanif Bajan, what he told me about the Quran. SubhanAllah, he said, when he was growing his beard, they said, "You have to shave." He said, "No, I'm not going to shave my beard." They threw him in the hole for 3 years. For 3 years, he was in the hole. And he said, "I had my best friend with me, which was the Quran."
SubhanAllah.
You know, that's how we end over here. He said, "I had my best friend with me. It was the Quran." He said, "I used to look for the light from the sun rays, you know, like this, to catch it, so I can read a few more things." Wow. That's crazy. Amazing. And he didn't even know Arabic. He was just reading in English. Like, I did not feel lonely for 3 years.
Wow.
You know, I was just reading it and with English. I was like, you know what? You can put me all alone. This will be all right. Me and my friend will be sitting here together. And my friend, the Quran, is going to help me. Allah's going to be speaking to me. You know, so that's the whole idea, you know. I talked about Iqbal poems all this month. Iqbal, you know, he used to, from Tahajjud till Fajr, he used to pray. From Fajr till Ishraq, he used to then read Quran. And then his father one day saw him reading Quran. He said, "One day I'm going to tell you something." So he said, "Okay." One day he had done reading Quran. He said, "Dad, tell me what you want to tell me." He said, "Abhi nahi bataunga, baad mein bataunga. I'll tell you later." He said, "Okay, no problem." And then he went back to him later. "Tell me what you wanted to tell me." He said, "Not right now. I'll tell you after you finish your semester." He finished his semester. He said, "Tell me." He said, "Not right now. After you finish your exams." He got done with the exams. He said, "Not right now. Once you get your results that you pass, I'll tell you." He passed. He said, "Okay, now what?" He said, "I'll tell you one day." One day, like, it was such a buildup. He said, "I was yearning for what my dad's going to tell me." And then he said, that finally one day he came to me and told me, "Iqbal, when you recite Quran, recite it as if Allah is speaking to you directly in your heart." No. Giran kushahe razi na sahibi kashaf. He said basically the first part. He says, until these words of the Quran are not coming directly to your heart, the tafsir of razi, the tafsir of kashaf, is not going to help you. Like, we're leaving with the first surah that was revealed to the Prophet, which was Iqra. And in that, Allah is saying, read the book. So the new beginning that we're starting with after Ramadan, we still have the Quran with us. It's our best friend. We got to continue that. Know that these people that have no voice in this world will be given a voice in Akhirah. And that's the true happiness, that's the true joy that we're going to get in Akhirah. Right now, as we finish the month of Ramadan, we have the Quran with us. Later on, Iqbal's dad told him that I paid all this for you. I paid for education in university for a semester. I raised you. Now you have to pay me back. So Iqbal says to his dad, "How am I going to pay you back?" He says, "You pay me back by serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So now, whatever we're doing here at Miftah, and as we the whole month of Ramadan, that with all these benefits you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, return Allah's favors by serving his deen. Return Allah's favors by getting attached to the Quran. Miftah moments are finished. Moments of the Quran are finished in month of Ramadan. But the Quran is still with you. Get attached to the Quran. Love the Quran. We don't need to steal sun rays to look at the Quran. We don't need to. We have light in our house. But the person who's all alone in a prison cell for 3 years in a shul is saying, my only friend was the Quran. It's with you. You know, when Ali ibn was said, when the Prophet said there's going to be fitna, what did the Prophet say? Inna hasakuna fitna. Mal makhraj minha ya Rasulullah. All these trials, tribulations, all these challenges in the world. And Ali ibn said, ya Rasulullah, mal makhraj minha. Well, how can I get out of those trials and tribulations? And the Prophet said, Kitabullah. Just stick to the book of Allah. It's so simple.
He said, and he added to it, Kitabullah. فيه نبأ من قبلكم وخبر ما بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم وحبل الله المتين هو الصراط المستقيم هو ذكر الله الحكيم هو الصراط المستقيم وهو الذي لا تزيغ به الأهواء ولا تلتبس به ألسنة ولا يشفع من العلماء ولا يخلق عن كثرة الرد ولا ينقضي عجائبه وهو الذي إذا سمعته الجن قالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به من قال به صدقه ومن حكم به عدلا ومن دعا إليه هدي إلى صراط مستقيم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. It's everything. Mufti Saab, you can't. You know why you're enjoying this? If me and Mufti Ibn Rahman were talking about something else, it wouldn't be this enjoyable. It's Quran. Like, you know, so many times, like, think about, what am I going to talk about tonight? And you open the Quran, it's like, it just opens the horizon. And you can't see the shore. It's unbelievable how deep and how vast it is. So thank you, Mufti Saab, for reminding the audience. Go ahead.
No, but that's it. Like, you know, we have to head out now anyways. So that we leave you with that, you know. Every year, inshallah, we'll try to do this.
What's the hurry? Where are you going?
I have to go for Tarawih, Bajan.
You still have 10 minutes.
No, we have to get all their names, thank them for all their things, you know. So like, let's just finish.
Okay, they're coming in slowly. So
let's finish the reflection part first. So that the reflection that we have for you, brothers and sisters, is that, please, you know, just stick to the Quran. It's going to be enough for us. Don't feel hopeless right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the people that have no voice a voice on the day of judgment. And you know how that, you know, that poem about at this time, you know, racha hua hai badan mein abhi surur e guna abhi to khauf nahi aayega saza se mujhe racha hua hai badan mein abhi surur e guna abhi to khauf nahi aayega saza se mujhe. You know what that means?
Wow.
Subhanallah. People, right now, we're still like, we can still feel the sensation of the sin. So right now, we really want to do something so great for Allah that He will forgive our sin. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I say, "Mafa nasima jabre naravan se mujhe mesar bakafu larade kisi bala se mujhe." You know, I'm not going to compromise right now. The person with the greatest sin, you know, the person who got Rasulullah. You know, Ikram ibn Abi Jahl, Ya Rasulullah, I will accept Islam only if you allow me to go in every single place where I went against Islam, I go support Islam.
Wow.
Because he understood like the gravity of his sins and his opposition. Khalid bin Walid understood what he did in Uhud. So he wanted to turn around and make sure that he does more that people can remember. Wahshi understood what he did by shooting that spear at Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. And he said, I made dua all my life. Oh Allah, give me a chance to undo what I did, even though nothing can happen again. You know, Hamza al-Asadullah was the Rasuli. And Wahshi said, until the day where I was used to kill Musaylim and Kadhab, I was not happy. I was not satisfied. So a person who is sinning, a person who's coming from the poor background, rachahuwa abhi sururi guna. Like we're still feeling the sensation of sins. That means we need to be even more pumped up, more motivated to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mafahamat nasaka jabr arwan se mujhe. Main sar bakaf hoon larade kisi bala se mujhe. Send anything our way. We're ready to go against it, struggle for it. No problem at all. So all of us are like that. You know, subhanAllah, we are people that Allah has blessed, you know, and so now anyone that's coming from the bad, you know, life of sins, anyone that's coming from a different part. No, let's use this motive. Let's use this as added motivation to do more for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan. So Allah can continue to bless us in the years to come. Otherwise, you know, if we don't use it, I always say that it's feelings are amazing. Feelings are amazing. But feelings have to lead to motivation. and motivation has to lead to action. It's not enough to have good feelings, you know? It's you have to have that feelings to motivation to action. There has to be some observable changes, some impact in our life, something that we feel different in our life. Something, you know, I mentioned this in the Flint fundraiser, that what is the biggest sign that it was Laylatul Qadr? And Sheikh Anabul Sahullah said, the biggest sign that it was Laylatul Qadr is the Qadr of Allah has increased in your heart. The value of Allah has increased in your heart. You have more value for Allah now than you had before. What is a sign of a great Ramadan? That the Qadr of Allah, Qadr also means value. On the Laylatul Qadr, the Qadr of Allah by morning has increased. The value of His command has increased. The gravity of disobeying Him has increased. The value of following Sunnah has increased. The value of Quran has increased. The value of helping others has increased. The amount of your faculties that you're using, now these faculties, you have increased the usage of them for good things now. The time, now you're using more of it for deen. Your money, now you're using more of it for deen. That's how we know that the value of Allah has increased. There's observable impact in our life. There's a change. Feelings are amazing, but feelings are just one thing, which are good things. But the real thing is, has it had an impact? So once Ramadan ends, brothers and sisters, you know, we're not going to be with you every single day. Inshallah, we'll be here next Ramadan if we're alive. But our whatever we went over, whatever we studied together, keep it with you. Make dua for us and try to keep our life on track through these things. Inshallah, there'll be different programs inshallah we'll talk about right now. And so please keep that in mind, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, Jazakallah Khair. What a powerful way to farewell our audience, which is, of course, the message of the Quran, the message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leaving the world, he said, Taraktu fikum amrin, kitabullah wa sunnati. I left two things with you, the Quran and the Sunnah. And we have the Quran, and we're so blessed that we had Mufti Abdurrahman these last 30 days, 30 days. Beautiful reflection. Honestly, I just talk because I like talking, but if I didn't like talking, I would not say a word, because Mufti Saab has so much gems to share with us, and he always makes us feel hopeful in Allah's mercy and reignites commitment to the religion. Alhamdulillah, you, Mufti Saab, you committed even when you were traveling, so that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. We'll speak about it in a moment. And all you brothers and sisters, honestly, my young brothers and sisters, I can't call them kids, but you young boys and girls and adults, parents, grandparents, a lot of you guys are tuning in with your family, with your parents. So it's a great experience. Like, you know, it's like after iftar if you're in the United States, or before, or at suhoor time if you're in England, London, and you're watching this, and it's just a different feeling. You're watching it alone, alhamdulillah. I know there was times when you cried. There was a times when you smiled. Whenever you remember these moments, pray for us. Pray for the institution. Pray for our parents. I think some people made some comments yesterday. I read them later about our mother, Amiji. I wasn't there in the beginning when you talked about Amiji, and you spoke about her sacrifice. And some people wrote some very kind comments. And I'm sure that, inshallah, when we get time, we'll share them with our parents and our mother. That was very kind of you, brothers and sisters, because, you know, Mufti Saab has been able to do this because his mom did a great job in raising him. You know, his father did a great job in the upbringing. Parents gave away a lot of their dreams and their sacrifices for Mufti Abdurrahman to be sitting here and speaking to you. In America, United States, raising someone like Mufti Abdurrahman, I wish I can raise my kids like him. He's such an example. So all this, all the compliments, all the kind words, all the prayers should all be sent to, first, all gratitude is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the most merciful, the most kind, the most gracious, and He has been hiding our faults. But all of this, you know, truly goes to our parents who have given away their comfort, their dreams, their aspirations, you know, to raise a generation that loves the Quran, inshallah, and loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they expect us to do that for our children and the grandchildren. Today I went with my mom to visit my brother's grave, and you know, it's an unbelievable experience when you are with your mother and you're standing and sitting next to the grave of her youngest child. But I envy my mom, you know, in the sense that She raised a child that passed away. It's hard that you are standing there now, but you a child that left this world, and now he's like a secret agent for us in the heavens, you know, sending us messages through dreams. And it's unbelievable that he was so righteous. And I said this at the funeral, and I wanted to say this very clearly, that, you know, sometimes you have to wait to see the reward of your sacrifices. And sometimes kids, when they pass away early, you could see that their righteousness and your commitment was accepted. So that was Abdurrahim, rahmatullah alayhi. We still have a long way to go. Eid is going to be very difficult for the family. This whole Ramadan has been extremely difficult. Like, it's an understatement to say that we were able to easily prepare these sessions and go through this whole experience. But alhamdulillah, we were able to, through your support, and we were so grateful. So thanks to my mom, my dad, for all their commitments. A lot of people online have asked to meet our parents. Hopefully, when we travel, if you come to Michigan, just send us a message on Instagram or at admin@miftah.org if you're visiting Michigan and you'd like to meet my mom. Just inshallah, Mufti Abdul Wahab would forward the message to us, and we'll try to organize something. Of course, there's some times where my mom is available at graduations, at programs, MII, Michigan Islamic Institute, which is a boarding school. When they have the graduations, my mom attends those graduations. So that's the perfect time for people to be introduced to my mother also. Pray for her, pray for her health, pray for her happiness, her joy. Pray that her children, her grandchildren can give her comfort and make them make her proud, inshallah. So that was especially to our parents, Mufti Saab. Do you agree, Mufti Saab?
Of course, of course. I mean, doesn't matter how much you say, it's still too less, you know?
Yeah, it's way too less. I'm trying to control my emotions saying this. And then, you know, I thank Mufti Saab, and I cannot forget to thank, of course, our wives. You know, Mufti Saab, your wife has not seen... Am I there?
I removed you for... You don't have to go into the wife part.
No, the wives, you know, if we don't praise our wives, so eat par kuch 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 nahi milega. You know, we got to say something about our wives, you know. So we had, no, it's sincerely,
of course,
you know.
Our wives, always, you know, your mother, your wife wants to sit down with you, do iftar together, and we never got to do that all month, yeah. Pretty much.
You didn't even do iftar with your wife. I don't know what you're talking about. Me, like, I would do iftar, she would have the tea warmed up, ready, and I would pray maghrib and run to the screen, just, you know, like, boom. And so I see that, and I appreciate that she knows that we're doing something. We're not just sitting there, you know, but we're doing something, and we're trying to serve the community. So our wives, your wife, may Allah reward her, bless her.
The one that you embarrassed, the one that everyone knows what she calls me now, Suno, everyone knows that.
Yeah, your wife who calls you Mufti Saab, Suno, you know, stuff like that. But honestly, you have such a supportive family, Mufti Saab, may Allah reward you. And that's how we're able to do things. People are like, oh, Mufti Saab is doing so much work. We're hearing him all the time. Like, Mufti Saab would not be able to do a fraction of what he's doing if he did not have a family that's supporting him. Similarly with me, my wife fully supports and prays for the work that we do. And we hope we can do sincerely. And the sacrifice they have made, Allah rewards them and blesses them with happiness, inshallah. That brings me to the audience.
The kids, let's try this one.
How about, let's bring to, of course, your kids. I want to first mention your kids, Yusuf,
Mu'adh. No, these kids are on screen. The ones who are on this comment.
Yes, either. Our kids are waiting for Eid. They're like, man, we have not seen our parents. And the sad news is we're going to get busier after Eid also. You know, got so much happening. But inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us examples for our kids. Inshallah, they also learn that we have to serve the community. And then inshallah, Allah put barak in our time. So to
all son, Hussein, my son Hussein, every time he sees me, Abuji, please come home. Please come home. Please come home. You know,
I mean, Mufti Saab, you know, he gets excited when he reads these Sahaba stories. He wants to go further and further and further and do more and more and more. And inshallah, you give time to your kids, and I give time to Hassan, Zakaria, and Maryam. And inshallah, we're so lucky to have support from the family. And of course, Sheikh Abdul Wahab, who's behind the screens, on the screen, behind the scenes, on the scene, the backbone, the spine, the neuro, the everything, the blood, the vessels of Miftah Institute. If you guys can please say some kind words about Mufti Dohab, he gets so excited when he reads those messages. You know, his nose starts to shine. You know, if you could say something about Mufti Dohab, he's what a, you know, he's taking it the hardest after Abdul Rahim, rahmatullah alayhi. But bro, Mufti Saab, I say this all the time, If there's anybody that's looking for a job and wants to become part of Miftah, Mufti Abdul Wahab needs some help, we'll hire you, because Mufti Abdul Wahab needs more operation help and, you know, and support. And if you have some creative skills or operation skills or leadership skills, I mean, leadership skills, where Miftah is growing so fast that our carnival is almost like a 3,000 people and we headed out for 5 days. That's just locally, and internationally, there's so much growth to it. And all this is a put on Mufti Abdul Wahab's shoulders. You know, he weighs 140 pounds. He's not too heavy, not too strong, you know, but mashallah, he's carrying a lot of burden. May Allah reward him and bless him. And so continue the barakah in his life. Qulu ameen. Aziz, you know, we bribed him. We talked to him to join our programs. But Sheikh Abdul Aziz does not feel comfortable. He's very shy. Masoom sa insan hai, bahut sharminda, bahut sharam hai, bahut haya hai usme. He's very shy, very bashful. He gets nervous in front of the camera, you know, stuff like that. But inshallah, when things are right and the moment's right, we'll have Sheikh Abdul Aziz also join us. So that is that's Sheikh Abdul Aziz, may Allah bless him. He's been holding it down for Taraweeh, holding it down at home with his mom, with our parents. So mashallah, jazakallah khair, Sheikh Abdul Aziz. And to his wife and his family, all the spouses, Sheikh Abdul Wahab's spouse and Sheikh Abdul Aziz's spouse. Let's go to our main audience. And there
there's the first one.
Yes.
Make dua for Allah's cover for you.
I don't have my tua, you know, my mouth.
I'll do it. This brother,
I'll make the special
Bilal and Lana. Bilal's 12 years old, Lana's 9. They're inspired by us. They're from Calgary, Alberta.
Bismillah. Yeah, slowly. I think I know these people. They have relatives in Michigan. And Bilal and Lana, God bless you. And God bless the Queen of England. I'm just joking. But Canada is special, and you guys are great. May Allah reward you two for tuning in for so many of our sessions, and hopefully we'll meet one day. And
this one is some Samra.
Samra. 8 years old. Hey, Samra. Yeah. Hope you're doing well, Samra. I hope you had a great Ramadan. I hope you enjoyed our sessions. Hope your mom took care of you, inshallah. God bless you guys.
Sister wants me to do Nasheed. No, it's not happening today.
All right, let's do the name.
Anaya, 5 years old. Make dua for her from India.
Anaya. Oh, my goodness. I think she understands Urdu. Aap kaisi ho, aap theek ho, tik tak ho, you know. And I hope you're doing well. That was my Urdu, but inshallah you're blessed, Anaya. Who else, Mufti Sahib? Read the names.
Shout out to my daughter, Safiya, studying to be a hafidha and listens to you every single night. Safiya.
MashaAllah. Safiya, may Allah make you hafidha, make you righteous, make you the coolness of your eyes, to eyes of your parents, inshallah. Thank you for tuning in.
Rumsha and Shayan.
God bless you both. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you guys strength and health and barakah. May you guys very successful. Thank you for tuning in. I wish I knew where you were tuning in from.
Safana, 8 years old.
Safana, 8 years old, mashallah. Man, it makes me so humble to know these young kids are tuning in from all across the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. May Allah bless you.
Muhammad and Zaid and Zakaria.
MashaAllah. Beautiful names. May Allah bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe. I think this family is from Brampton. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect these kids from all evil. Make them hafiz al-Quran, righteous. Qulu ameen.
Hafsa, Safiya, and Musa from Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. See, I'm coming to Philadelphia. If I come to Philadelphia, I have to see Hafsa, Safiya, and Musa. May Allah keep them safe and keep them happy. Qulu ameen.
Here we have my son, Isa.
How about Isa's sister?
Where's Isa's sister? Isa loves it.
Yeah. Isa, may Allah keep you healthy. May Allah give you great health. May Allah give you great success and put barakah in your life, Isa.
Zaid, thank you for your compliment. Jazakallah khair. Make dua for us in Qatar. We have Ibrahim from Canada.
Ibrahim, where are you from Canada? Which city? Canada is so big, man. I mean, which part of Canada are you from? Ibrahim, we hope to see you one day and I hope you great success, inshallah.
Everyone say ameen, as Sheikh Abdullah is saying. More ameen you say for their other kids, it will reflect on your own life and your children. Nawal and Miss Hal.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Nawal and Michelle, how are you doing? And I hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us every night for these programs. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you and give you the best in both worlds. Want to join us? Oh, you know what? Mufti Rahman, can you clean the screen for a second? Oh, Mufti Abdurrahman.
Yeah.
Can you clear the screen for a second? I got a surprise visitor. 1 second. Can you move the tab?
No.
Sheikh Abdul Aziz, 1 second. Sheikh Abdul Aziz, just 1 second.
No, I'm good.
Just you have to listen to your older brother. Just 1 minute.
No,
This is Mufti Abdul Rahman. Come on. Sheikh Abdulaziz. Sheikh Abdulaziz.
You guys are on live?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look who's here. Oh, dua qabool ho gayi hai. This is Sheikh Abdulaziz. Why don't you say salam to everybody? They want to hear you, man. They want
to
hear you.
So I got to, you guys got the better brothers doing the program. So khalas, you don't need to see me around. Make dua for them. Make dua for all of us.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Like jalebi, jalebi.
You're so sweet like jalebi.
All good.
All right, it's good to see him smile. He's hardly smiling. All right, let's do the names.
I think we hit all of them, Ajahn.
There's so many more names. Sister Hayat's kids. Are you not seeing the names?
No. I'm sorry. I came down. Yeah, sorry.
You're missing so many names. I noticed so many more names. You just caught like 5-10 of them.
Okay, sorry, yeah. So there's Sumayya and Ruqayya. Bismillah.
May Allah protect them. Both beautiful names. May Allah keep them happy and joyful, inshallah.
Inambay's sons and daughters. Make dua for them.
May Allah Inambay's sons and daughter. Keep them safe with afiya, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Iman.
Iman. How are you doing, Iman? I hope you're safe. You stay safe. May Allah bless you and protect you, inshallah.
Reem, sister, this is Dr. Fawad and Sister Shada's child.
MashaAllah, Reem, 4 years old. Man, 4 years old listening, that's hard. You have to pay attention. May God bless her and protect her and keep her away from all evil.
Mian, Harun, and Sophia from Canton.
Canton. Oh, I love my Canton community. MC or WS. I'll protect them all.
Musammil, Hamza, inshallah. 13 and 9 years old.
MashaAllah. So Musammil and Hamza are both old enough to understand everything we're saying. I hope you guys learned a lot. Keep us in your prayers.
We have Aliya, Zunera, and Mardiya.
Beautiful names. Aliya, Zunera, Mardiya. May Allah keep you happy. May Allah make you amongst those that do a lot for the deen of Islam, inshallah.
Yusuf, all the way from Hamtramck.
Oh, from Hamtramck, bad boy. May God keep him safe with afia. Protect them, ya Rabbil Alameen.
All right. Then you have Safiya, 1 year and 5 months. Oof.
Wow. May Allah keep Safiya safe and give her a long life with afia, barakah, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Okay, then Luay said, don't forget me.
Oh, Luay, this man, this boy, he's in college. He helped get my vaccination shot.
Luay, everyone can blame you for the side effects of that vaccination shot.
Yeah, all day. that I said wrong. He was at Genesis Hospital. He was like, Sheikh Abdul, just come. And I was like avoiding it because I was like, I was just hesitant in the beginning. I wanted enough people to get it so they can go, you know, be the dummies to try it. And then I felt like a little comfortable. And then there were side effects of that. But he asked me, Sheikh Abdullah, sorry, we have no males here. Are you okay getting a shot from a female? I'm like, ah, man. I mean, it's medical reason. If there's no one else, you know, I don't mind, like, you know, getting a shot. As long as they're wearing gloves, I'm okay. But Louis was kind of concerned about my spirituality level going down.
We have Yasmin, 14 years old. I have 5 minutes left, gents. Yasmin, 14 years old from Canada.
Yasmin, may Allah bless you. Keep you safe with full of Iman. And keep
Musa,
you safe.
Musa from Michigan, 13 years old.
Musa, may Allah keep you smiling and keep you great success.
Ameen, Musa. Thank you for Al-Batul and Zainab.
Oh, Al-Batul. This is Hashim's sister and brother. May Allah. And Hashim, man. Give some dua.
Hashim too, yeah. Sheikh Masmani's nephews and nieces. We love them. They're our brothers and sisters.
This is Sheikh Masmani's nephews and niece. May God bless them, protect them, nieces, and give them great success and keep them happy.
We have Muhammad and Adam from their Hafsa's. Sister Hafsa's children, make dua for them, Bajan.
May Allah keep them happy and smiling, always full of taqwa and piety.
Isra, Iqra, Ibrahim, and Ishal, 4 of them, mashallah, the Tadbir family.
May Allah keep them happy and full of joy and give them a lot of success and protect them from evil, ya Rabbil Alameen.
We have Zaid, Umm Zaid, 4 years, and Yahya of 2 from Qatar. Make dua for them. We'll see them one day in Qatar, inshallah.
Yeah. Zaid, may Allah protect you, keep you safe, Umm Zaid, your family. Zaid and Yahya, all of them Qatar. May Allah keep you guys happy.
Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.
وأولادكم يا رب العالمين.
رميسة عفرة إن خنساء.
إن سوداء.
إن سوداء. إن سوداء. يا إن سوداء.
إن سوداء. So رميسة سوداء عفرة إن خنساء. Beautiful names of Sahaba. Sheikh Imran, man, you got the Sahaba's names right. May Allah protect all their siblings, Sheikh Imran and his wife and the children. Give them barakah in their life, ya رب العالمين.
Here's Sister Sundus's daughter Sumayya. She's been waiting to hear her name. Sumayya.
Sumayya. Doing Sumayya, I hope you're well. Beautiful name, and God bless you. May Allah save you from all the worries. I keep asking, God bless you. I don't know why.
Is it your churchness is getting into you? That, you know, that Sunday church you go to sometimes?
Yeah, hallelujah stuff.
What's
the name?
We have I think it's Aulia or Aliya and Khalis from Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia. I wish I knew. It's some, you know, some of the language there, Mali or whatever language they speak there. But Malay. May Allah protect these kids. Put barakah in their life.
Sister Fatima, her son's name is Marhum. Make dua for him, inshallah.
May Allah protect Marhum, save him from all the worries of the dunya and akhirah. Ya Rabbil
Alameen. Tafsir is saying Musa Maryam from Ohio. Make dua for them.
It's only tafsir. Oh, I got to know who these sisters are. They might be writing their own tafsir. May God bless you, sisters. And Musa, Maryam, may Allah protect you, give you barakah in your life, keep you happy.
Ayub and Suleiman, hopefully become alim. They're 7 and 20 months old from Warren, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. May Allah protect them all. Qulu ameen.
Shout out to all Reaver. That's my job. That's okay. It. You guys hang in there. We are your family. You need anything, admin@miftah.org. You can take my number, call me, find me where I am. I'll be at your service at all times, whatever you need. Are the Wahid brothers our main service is to you, brothers and sisters. That's it. If you need a place to live, you come to Warren. You need family, you come. You're part of our family. You need education, you come here. Don't even think twice. Just make the move. You saw Brother Hanif sitting in the chair a few days ago. We had Brother Quran. You saw Brother Robert a few months ago. This is, inshallah, we're going to have thousands of people like that. We are your family. Never feel alone. You need any motivation, you just put comment on YouTube or Instagram and say, we need to talk to you. We'll be there for you. So may Allah give you guys strength, man, and keep you going. Stay strong. Allah make you guys a means of hidayah for many people.
Amen.
Harun from New York.
Harun, may Allah bless you. Harun, 12-year-old buddy. Stay strong. Hope you do good in your life, inshallah.
Iman.
Iman, may Allah bless you. Allah barik fi hayatik, ya Rabbil Alameen.
There you go. Then we have Iman, another Iman and Zaid Abid. We have Iman and Zaid Abid, sister Samina Farooq Abid's children.
May Allah bless Iman and Zaid, barak on their life, and keep them happy with all their
keep the family happy, inshallah, wherever you're from, inshallah.
Amen.
We got this, one of our main commenters, in always picking our bones, Maya, Maria and Aisha. Make dua for them, Ajan.
So they pay attention when Sheikh Abdullah makes funny faces and noises. Okay. First, let's make dua for the mother. She needs hidayah. Allah is in Kimago hidayah day. You know?
I mean, or hidayah day.
May Allah bless her. May Allah give me hidayah too. May Allah bless her. May Allah put barak in her life and her husband's life, Harith. Keep them full of iman and happiness and between them and their children. And bless Maryam, Aisha, and give them many more healthy children with afiyah al alameen.
Aliyah, Sister Hayat's daughter.
MashaAllah. May Allah protect you, Sister Hayat. She's our dear, loyal Miftah student, associate student. And she's done so much for our Miftah organization, institute. May Allah protect Aliyah and give her a lot of happiness, a lot of joy, save her from all the worries in Akhirah.
Abdullah, Muawiyah, and Urwa from Toronto.
May Allah protect all of these three kids, save them from the worries of dunya, keep them always smiling, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
We have Zeke and Maisha. From New York City.
New York City. May Allah protect you both, keep you guys happy and full of iman, and save you from the worries of the both worlds. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
I'm 18 years old. I love this show. Jazakallah khair. We have Safwana, Shumaisa, Sahri, Shayan from Montreal. Man, it's a lot of kids, man. And we have Riyad, Farhan. MashaAllah.
Let's make dua. So how many kids do they got? Like 16?
No, we're doing all of them now. And now you have Anaya, Carter and then we have Bashar, Zavar, and Usaim, inshallah. All these, anyone we missed, please forgive us.
Yeah, keep on reading the names.
Then we have Zakaria, Hijra, and Zara.
MashaAllah.
Future students, inshallah. Inshallah.
MashaAllah. There's all these kids whose names we read, who we didn't read. I think there's Ali from Jordan, Hannah, Muhammad, Noor, Illinois. All these kids whose names we've read, if did not read, may Allah bless all your kids, protect them all, and save them from the worries of this dunya and akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We saw your comments, we saw your prayers, and we hope that Allah heard your prayers and accepted them. Inshallah, we'll be on tonight for top 10, but from moments of the Quran, we'll call it a Ramadan. What a great Ramadan it was.
Yeah, Marian, Salman, Arman.
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful name. May Allah protect
them. This guy, he's always watching us. May Allah reward you.
Allah protect them and give them barakah in their life and their health, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we wish you can stay here longer. We have Isha prayer and we have Taraweeh still last night. And hopefully Eid will be on Thursday. And thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive me for my jokes if they were a little bit, I crossed the boundary a little bit, you know. Sometimes you have to hit the boundary to beat India in Pakistan, you know, the cricket. But it's just a joke, guys. I mean, the idea was to keep you guys engaged, your kids engaged. You enjoy it. And we love all of you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we meet in this world or not. Inshallah, we will be together in the company of the righteous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings, accept our fast, accept Mufti Abdurrahman's beautiful reflection in this lamahat al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his reflections in the moments that he shared with us. Thank you so much, guys. Keep us in your prayers. Please don't forget to make sure to follow Miftah, to be a sustainer for Miftah, to share our content, to join us in our other programs. You have to. Like, there's the Arabic intensive coming up. There's the online Arabic Miftah online. Check our website, join our programs, sign up for the Miftah portal. And then when we have our live sessions, Friday Night Lives, join us, be there, inshallah. We'll stay connected through the social media platform, inshallah. Take care, guys.
Jen, one last request. Everyone, we had the Quran. Go back to the episode or the episodes that you had your moment and write a comment and your reflection on that moment. This part of that video was my moment. You can write it on the YouTube comments or Facebook comments or email it to us so we can see what your moment was. You know, on the live chat, we see you, but the live chat goes away. It's better to see that that we go back to those moments. All of you that are watching, take that 1-2 days out right now and put your thoughts together. Find that episode. Write your comments down. We're going to see your comments. So all of you, there's 555 people on right now. We should see at least 555 people reflecting over something, some comments. What were your best moments? Put it together. If it's 2, 3, 4, what was your moment with Lamahat Ma'al Quran? Write that down. Send it to us. And inshallah, we will be in your life, inshallah, as long as Miftah is around. We will continue to bless you guys with whatever we can. And we will empty our tank until we'll keep on going until we can, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kullu aam wa antum bukhair. Enjoy your Eid. Keep us in your prayers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.